Guys, welcome to Skin, the Southwest Ohio Full Court Press. This is Tony coming at you tonight. I'm driving home from the Oakwood and Belbert game that I attended. Seth was not able to join me tonight, unfortunately. I am leaving after a Southwest Buckeye League matchup between Oakwood and Belbert, ends with Belbert picking up a huge win, 68-55. This game really went the exact opposite of what I expected. First things first, when I arrived, I found out Belbrook's star, Gabe Pavlock, was not playing. He has a torn ACL, and I believe meniscus is what he told me, and he is out for the rest of the season. And that's a huge, devastating loss for Belbrook. Definitely something that I'm sure they were not expecting was going to happen to them. But unfortunately, that's how it works. So right off the bat, I was very concerned with Belbert preparing for this game. But really, from the tip, Belbert looked pretty dang solid. Offensively, they did a lot in terms of ball movement, in terms of just the basic pass and cut. And they really did a good job of kind of keeping an eye on those cutters. They were looking for each other. There really was a lot of camaraderie going there. They were trying to help each other out, trying to get each other open. And it resulted, and I mean this when I say this, this is one of the first times or one of the first games I can remember in a while where a team had that many uncontested layups at the rim. Belbrook completely dominated that game with layups, uncontested, a lot of them. For Oakwood, this definitely didn't go their way. They had about 25 points from their star, Keon Wright, which was to be expected. Will Maxwell ended with 8 points, struggled a little bit in this one. Jack Epley, their other guard, finished with 9. For the Lumberjacks, it really was an off night. The offense really didn't really do much. You'll see on my Twitter, if you were following me on Twitter, they just seemed very stagnant. It at times looked like 5 guys kind of playing 1-on-1 or 1-on-5. Keon Wright was able to really get into the paint at will, and when he was able to get in the lane, he did finish pretty well. But that was really about it. Jack Epley did a good job as well, but like the Lumberjacks just didn't really run a lot of plays. I remember the very first play of the game, Keon Wright hit Will Maxwell on a backdoor cut for the layup, and as soon as that layup went in, I thought this was going to be a long night because Oakwood was going to really light it up. I mean, when you got two guys like Will Maxwell and Keon Wright, you would think Oakwood would be the one that ends up putting up 68 points, especially because they just put 67 on Preble Shawnee on last Friday. Not the case tonight. Oakwood just really kind of wasn't there defensively. Big reason why Belbert did such a great job on the offensive end, Oakwood's inability to really finish possessions on defense. And I have to say I was very disappointed with the Lumberjacks. They did have a couple players. I'm not going to call anybody out by any means, but they did have a couple players that it just seemed like every time they were in the game and Oakwood played man-to-man defense, they just weren't in the right position, or they were always 3 steps behind, hence why Belbert was getting layups. Belbert didn't do a ton of, you know, spectacular out of the ordinary things. They played fundamental basketball, and you know that's what happens. If I was a team scouting Belbrook, I'm telling my team, this is why you have to have your rotations on defense, because when you don't have those rotations, teams get layups like Belbrook did. Now, granted, the Golden Eagles did execute from the perimeter as well. Caleb Fugate had a phenomenal game. I believe he ended with 22 points. Ashton Ault, another one that just really played well on the perimeter. Overall, this Belbert group just really executed. And that's really my big takeaway, especially when you don't have one of your best players like Gabe Pavlock. To come out and win a big divisional game like that, that's got to be a confidence boost for Coach Donnie Tate and Belbert. The big thing I have concern with them, Oakwood did throw a 1-3-1 zone out a few times, and when they did, Belbert did look kind of flustered. I would probably take away from that if you throw a zone at Belbert, you're going to probably slow them down a little bit, and they won't be able to run a lot of their passing cuts that they did. I have to say I was very shocked that Oakwood did not stay in that zone because it seemed to work But unfortunately, they kind of did it to, I think, to disrupt the flow of the game, and then would go back to their man. And again, it was just the common theme of the night is just a step behind is what Oakwood had as Bellbrook wins this game. For the Golden Eagles, this is a huge, huge, huge pickup for them. These early season wins are big for them. For Oakwood, again, we were expecting the Lumberjacks to win this game tonight, to be frank. And so for Bellbrook to pull this one out and ultimately steal it from Oakwood, that's huge. And, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers will be with Gabe Pavlock as he goes through his rehab and recovery. And we're going to be looking forward to following him and ultimately seeing him play next season. But in the meantime, he's got to feel confident with his teammates with this big win tonight. So what does this do? Well, Oakwood now has to turn around and prepare for Franklin. As you heard in our latest podcast episode, they now have to go to Franklin on Friday night and play a Franklin team that I would not be at all surprised if they bring the same physicality that Bellbrook brought tonight and the same motivation. So for Oakwood, it's got to be a quick turnaround. You got to forget about this. You got to put it behind you and then just refocus. And I would also really hope that Oakwood kind of explores maybe going to that 1-3-1 zone and sticking in it with a little longer because I really believe tonight that 1-3-1 did work. It disrupted the flow. It caused turnovers. It took Bellbrook out of their comfort zone. And, I mean, you got to do that. You got to do that to win basketball games. So I'll be looking for that for Bellbrook. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but I do believe they have a game Friday as well. So, you know, they'll obviously look to continue riding this momentum and see if they can't pull another big win out at the end of this week. So that'll wrap up this recap episode. As I said in my tweet, make sure you check out SWOFCP.com. I'll have a game recap kind of talking a little bit about what I just said here on this episode and dive a little deeper as well. So make sure you check that out. That'll either be up tonight or tomorrow at the latest. If you listened to our latest podcast episode, you kind of knew this was going to be the game we were at tonight. But also you know that Friday night will be the first game Seth and I have together this year. We will be heading over to Carroll High School to watch Carroll take on Fenwick. Very exciting GCO co-ed matchup that we're both very excited to get back to watching basketball games together. And obviously, just check out basketball. We're glad that December's finally here. It's the holiday season, and we've got high school basketball during a pandemic, which is just a great relief for all. So that'll wrap up this episode. Thank you for tuning in. And we will be coming at you Friday for the Carroll Fenwick game.